his activities. Gambira, grave, secret, secret. Veda, his accomplishing. Upagupta, secretly kept. Vittaha, his treasury. Ananta, unlimited. Mahatmya, of glories. Guna, of good qualities. Ekadhama, the only reservoir. Prutuhu, King Prutu. Pracheta, Varuna, the king of the seas. Iva, like. Samvrita, covered. Atma, self. Translation purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of ISKCON. Translation. The reciters continued. No one will be able to understand the policies of the king will follow. His activities will also be very confidential, and it will not be possible for anyone to know how he will make every activity successful. His treasury will always remain unknown to everyone. He will be the reservoir of unlimited glories and good qualities, and his position will be maintained and covered just as Varuna, the deity of the seas, is covered all around by water. Purport. There is a predominating deity for all the material elements, and Varuna or Pracheta is the predominating deity of the seas and the oceans. From outward appearances, the seas and the oceans are devoid of life, but a person acquainted with the sea knows that within the water exist many varieties of life. The king of that underwater kingdom is Varuna. Just as no one can understand what is going on beneath the sea, no one could understand what policy King Prutu was following to make everything successful. Indeed, King Prutu's path of diplomacy was very grave. His success was made possible because he was a reservoir of unlimited glorified qualities. The word Upagupta Vittaha is very significant in this verse. It indicates that no one would know the extent of the riches of the King Prutu would confidentially keep. The idea is that not only the king, but everyone should keep his hard-earned money confidentially and secretly, so that in due course of time, the money can be spent for good practical purposes. In Kali Yuga, however, the king or government has no well-protected treasury, and the only means of circulation is currency notes made of paper. Thus, in times of distress, the government artificially inflates the currency by simply printing papers, and this artificially raises the price of commodities, and the general condition of the citizens becomes very precarious. Thus, keeping one's money very secretly is an old practice, for we find this practice present even during the reign of Maharaj Prutu. Just as the king has a right to keep his treasury confidential and secret, the people should also keep their individual earnings a secret. There is no fault in such dealings. The main point is that everyone should be trained in the system of Varnashra Dharma, so that money is spent only for good causes and nothing else. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Earlier verse, there is no purport, translation. Apyayati asau lokam vadanamrita murtina sanuragavalokena visharasmita charuna. Translation. This King Prutu Maharaj, by virtue of his affectionate glances and beautiful moon-like face, which is always smiling with great affection for the citizens, will enhance everyone's peaceful life. Hare Krishna. Actually, I am not scheduled to speak. Yesterday night only I was told. So, not much preparation. Whatever the Lord inspires, I'll like to speak something today. Here, there are two verses. In the first verse, Maharaj Prithu's beauty is described. So this is one of the features of the Lord and his incarnations, right? Like it is described, Maharaj Prithu, by virtue of his affectionate glances and beautiful moon-like face, which is always smiling with great affection for citizens, will enhance everyone's peaceful life. Like in this world, everybody is attracted to beauty of a person, like beauty of a nature and all that. And the Lord is the embodiment of all beauty. Is the beauty personified. And especially like in it is described earlier also, that Lord sometimes he would feature certain opulences in some certain incarnations, but especially in the incarnation of Lord Vamandev and Lord Rama, Ramachandra, and Lord Krishna and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have exhibited especially this feature of beauty. Like when Lord Vamandev Batu Avatar, he came in the assembly, in the arena of sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj. So when Bali Maharaj saw him first, he immediately became attracted to the beauty of Sri Vamandev. Just like sometimes you know, some beautiful girl is there and a young romantic boy, he sees her. And then immediately, as soon as he sees the girl, her beauty and all, he will say, "Oh, I will do anything for you. You know, I will do anything for you." Just like when the demons saw the, you know, this Mohini Murti. You know, so immediately they became so attracted that they said, "We will do anything for you." She said, you know, see, in general, Vishwasa Naiva Kartavyam Srishu Rajakuleshu Cha, you know, you are saying, you know, we are, actually, they were actually boasting themselves to be Swadhyaya Shruti Sampanna. You know, we are actually well versed in Vedic literatures. We are very beautiful people. We are scholarly people. All that. So, all this Swadhyaya Shruti Sampanna, they don't believe in women. So, why are you, you know, keeping blind faith in me? But they were so much enamored by the beauty of Mohini Murti. They said, no, we will do anything. So in the that nature is like that. A man's nature is like that. We are attracted to the beauty. But Vali Maharaj attracted to the beauty of Lord Vamandev. And as soon as he had seen the beautiful Lord Vamandev, his lotus face, then immediately he thought, "Oh, I will give anything to you. You know, it is my great good fortune that you know, you have come in this arena of my sacrifice. You know, I will do anything for you." Right? So, but Lord Vamandev, in the same way, Lord Ramchandra is considered, exhibited his beauty. It is explained in Ramayana that when Ramachandra was walking in the forest, all the animals, all the sages, all the inhabitants of the forest, including the poisonous creatures like scorpions and the snakes, they also gave up their enmity, enviousness, and became attracted to Lord Ramchandra. And especially the serpents and the scorpions, they are very envious living entities. But even those living entities, seeing the beauty of the lotus feet of Lord Ramchandra, they gave up their poisonousness and you know, they became a bird. They were actually feeling very aggrieved in their heart that, you know, the soft lotus feet of Lord Ramchandra will be pained if he is walking like that in the forest. So that's why they became a bird, soft birds. For you know, the snake's skin, body is very cooling. Sometimes, you know, if we touch it, we don't even know. Then we even like it. Ah, very nice touch. But actually, so snake has given up. All the snakes and scorpions, they become a bed for Ramchandra to walk on. Then when Shurpanaka, the demoness, when she saw the beauty of Ramchandra, she immediately became attracted. Mitro, what is, you know, please, you know, marry me. So Ramchandra, he instructed, Lakshman, cut off her, ears and, nose, right? Like Asim Krishna Prabhu was nicely describing, like other day. Then she went and complained to Karayan Dushana. Karayan Dushana. So they are very ferocious demons. And Dandakaranyas, they are dominated by, Dandakaranya is actually by dominated by Karayan Dushana. Everybody is afraid of him. So when Karayan Dushana heard that, Rama, this person Rama has done this to our sister, immediately they went to punish him. But when they went to fight with Ramachandra, they immediately became attracted to Lord Ram's beauty. And they gave up, oh my God, we don't want to kill this person. They thought, we will arrest him and keep in our custody, and every day we'll go and see him. we'll go and see him. That was their plan. Then Karayan Dushana instructed their people that, please, he is gentle, very gentle, and he is soft like lotus flower, and his face, smiling lotus face. We should not kill him. He is such a pleasure to watch. Such a pleasure to watch. So we'll please go and arrest him only. So Ramchandra killed all of them. And then Karayan Dushana came and he said, they said, oh my dear sir, we won't like to kill you. You are so beautiful. We want to keep you under our arrest, custody, and every day we want to see you. Ramchandra became very angry. You rascal. It is just like, for a jackal may find lion very majestic. But, lion doesn't have any good opinion about jackal, He will kill him. Like that, in a few minutes time, you will be finished off by me. Then Karayan Dushana understood, oh my God, even though he's very beautiful, soft like lotus flower, but he's very ferocious fighter, Then Karayan Dushana fought and like that. So what to describe Krishna's beauty, the gopis and the ladies of Mathura and ladies of Hastinapur, they have described the beauty of Krishna so nicely. That when Krishna was walking by in the streets of Mathura, first day, and all the ladies in Mathura, they became so attracted to Krishna's beauty. That they all assembled on the terraces. Some ladies have assembled on the terraces of their buildings. Some have come out on the roads. Some are seeing from the windows. Because by the time, they already heard about the Krishna's beauty. They were all started singing songs, saying that, what austerities these gopis might have performed, that every day they were able to see the lotus-like face of Krishna. They are simply so drinking the beauty of Krishna, with their eyes. Panapatram Ivambasa. It is said, even the Hastinapur ladies, they saw Krishna. They actually, they made their eyes into patras, bartan, utensils, and they started drinking Krishna's beauty. Right? So once somebody asked Shri Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, in Goloka Vrindavan, do people pass stool? What do they eat? So Shri Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur replied, no, they simply subsist by drinking the beauty of Krishna. They are simply satisfied by seeing Krishna. They don't have to pass stool and urine and all that. So this is Krishna's beauty. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a combination of Radha and Krishna. So more and more beautiful, right? Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is why it is described that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would walk on the streets, he would walk like a majestic, like a lion, lion or elephant. Gajagamini, they say, when the women walk beautifully, they have got a beautiful, they say, Gajagamini, they walk like an elephant. So like that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to discuss with Prakashendra Saraswati, he went there and he washed his lotus feet and then he sat down near the wash basin. And then he started exhibiting his beauty. And all the Prakashendra Saraswati and all his associates, they actually saw the beauty of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and effulgence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they immediately became attracted. Said, oh my God, this is Narayana himself. This is Narayana himself. And immediately, whatever misgivings they had towards Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it all went. And immediately, hey Gosai, why are you sitting in a dirty place? Huh? Because just by seeing, being attracted to the beauty of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prakashananda Saraswati's heart has changed, melted. And he said, oh Gosai, what is your cause of your lamentation? Why are you sitting in a dirty place? Please come. You know, some seva he has done. Because of that seva of, that done by Prakashananda Saraswati, later on he could become a devotee. Whatever offenses he had done all before that, all became nullified. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed his mercy on Prakashananda Saraswati. Like that, all these incarnations of the Lord. Even though Lord Nrisimhadev, he may look like, it is described in Laghu Bhagavatamrita that these three personality incarnations, Sri Ramachandra, Lord Lakshminarasimhadev, Bhagwan, and then Lord Sri Krishna. They are Purna Purushottam, means Purna Avataras, means they are exhibited all six opulences. So Lord Nrisimhadev exhibited his beauty also. Like when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Varaha Nrisimhadev in Vishakhapatnam, he quoted one verse by Sridhar Swami saying that lioness is very ferocious to her enemies, but very gentle and kind to her cubs. In the same way, Lord Nrisimhadev may look very ferocious in his features, to his enemies like Hiranyakashipu, but he is very gentle and beautiful to the devotees like Prahlad Maharaj. Right? So like that, Maharaj Putu also, with his affectionate glances, everybody, this affectionate glance is very important in our lives. Sometimes when people come, if we are angry, or we are smiling, pleasant, or we are, inclined towards them favorably, our eyes will tell. Our eyes will tell. I may speak very, oh, when did you come? Please welcome. I may say like that. But when that other person looks at my eyes, he will know. If I am not happy in my heart, seeing that person, and immediately I will think, "Arey rascal, kyu aaya hai?" You look at them angrily. That eyes will tell. My eyes will tell. I am angry or I am pleased. But if I am happy, immediately my eyes will be smiling. Oh, when did you come? Please come. So Krishna, the Lord. When the devotee surrendered to the Lord, so he would cast his smiling glances, right? When Krishna would walk by on the streets of Vrindavan, all the gopis, they would assemble in various places and they would look towards Krishna. Then Krishna, because Lord Balaram is always there with him, a gentleman, a cultured person would not look at a beautiful woman directly. Right? Then people will criticize, "Arre, dekho badmash hai, ladki ko dekh raha hai." Yeah? People will comment. So like that, one should look, even though if he has to look cautiously, carefully, not directly. So Lord Krishna, being in the company of Lord Balaram, his elder brother, he would feel very shy to look at the gopis. Right? He wants to look at Srimati Radharani and the gopis. So, he would actually cast side lung casting smiling glances, side lung smiling glances at the gopis. And not only that, not only he is looking at Radharani, he is looking at each and every gopi. Like each and every gopi is thinking, Krishna is looking at me only. And he is smiling. Right? Smiling. Like it is described in Govardhan pastimes also. Krishna is actually lifting Govardhan hill, and all the Vrajavasis and cows in the cows, they all assembled underneath the Govardhan hill, and there is no cooking was being done. There is no cooking being done. Everybody was looking at Krishna's lotus face, and they are simply drinking the beauty of Krishna. And it's a great opportunity, great fortune for all the gopis, especially for all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, who are actually, they would feel great separation, because all the Mother Yashoda and all other gopis and all, they would feel great separation that Krishna would go away for six or seven hours for pasturing, for taking care of the cows and the calves. So they would feel very great separation. And the gopis, they would feel great separation when Krishna goes away to his home, and then they have no chance to look at Krishna. But this is a great opportunity for all the gopis and all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, that they were looking at Krishna constantly 24 hours without actually changing their stance. They were just looking at Krishna. But it is described, the sakis of Srimati Radharani, they were actually pulling the leg of Srimati Radharani. Hey, just see, all the eyes of all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they were at the lotus face of Krishna. And Krishna's eyes are at whom? Right? Krishna is actually casting his cooling glances at Srimati Radharani. So, like that, this is one of the features of Shri Krishna. That is why, like Radha Govind Maharaj explains in one of his lectures, that when we come to the temple, more important than us taking darshan of Krishna is actually Krishna looking at us. Krishna looking at us. Right? Like once, sometime in 2098, sometime 99, we went to, from Vrindavan, we were planning to go to Karoli. On the way, our bus met with an accident, and it became delayed. So we were supposed to reach by 5:36 o'clock. But somehow we became late, and then we reached 9 o'clock. So our plan was to, our plan, actually 1 o'clock we are supposed to reach, or by 12:30. Then we take darshan of Sri Radha Madan Mohan, and then proceed to Jaipur, which is 5 hours away. And then we take darshan of Radha Govind Dev and Radha Gopinath. So it is described that one who takes darshan of Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govind and Radha Gopinath in one day, from sunrise to sunset, one gets the benefit of taking darshan of Shri Krishna Sakshat, direct. Right? So they don't have to take birth again. They will go back home, back to Karin. So we were trying to do that, and then so somehow we reached, and some of us, we ran and ran and ran, and then three or four of us, we could take darshan, and all others, around 20 people, they could not get darshan. And then we didn't have any facility to stay there and all that. So the discussion was going on that whether we should proceed to Jaipur or stay back in Karoli. Then one devotee told Tatva that actually, even though we could not see Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan saw us. Radha Madan Mohan saw us. So it is that is sufficient. So when we come to the temple, when we pray to the Lord, Lord actually casts his cooling, smiling cooling glances on us. know, so by those glances of the Lord, we get purified. Right? Like Maharaj was saying, that once there is in a Banki Bihari temple, every day one Surdas, you know, he goes to take darshan. Right? Every day he takes, without fail, he would put his present in front of the Lord, Banki Bihari. So, some of the mischievous students, they were actually ridiculing. Hey, Surdas ji, आप क्या देखने के लिए आते हैं? क्या किसको दर्शन करने के लिए आते हैं? आपको तो देख ही नहीं सकते. You can't see, but you know, what for you come every day? फिर that Surdas replied, अरे मैं तो अंधा हूँ, लेकिन बांके बिहारी तो अंधा नहीं ना. Maybe I am blind, but Banki Bihari is not blind. So I come here so that he would look at me. What is the use of me looking at Krishna? You know, he would look at me, right? So, like that, the Vaishnavas also, when the people come, we should actually receive them by glancing them and smiling. And whatever miseries people experience, they all will be forgotten. In the association of devotees who are very peaceful, they forget all their miseries. Like sometimes we have this experience that we go to meet life members and all, and they are all very busy. One life member is so busy. Then he was talking to me. Then I said, I'm going. So that life member was saying, Prabhuji, please stay back. I am feeling so peaceful and happy, you know, in your company. You know, like many people, they comment like, please stay back for some more time. You know, so when it is described, when Maharaj Putu is casting his smiling glances at people, they would forget all their miseries and they become very peaceful. Because people in this world, everybody is experiencing great misery. Like one devotee was saying that this material life is like an onion. You know, with peeling of each layer of an onion, you get tears and more tears. And each experience in life brings us more and more miseries in life. So the only remedy is coming in the shelter of the devotees and Shri Radharas Bihari. Right? So many life members, they would comment, the uniqueness of your Radharas Bihari temple is, there are two things are there. One is, your Lord is smiling. You know, your Lord is smiling. Another is, your Charanamrut is so tasty. You know, sometimes people ask, oh, please give me a glass full of Charanamrut. You know, I said, no problem, you drink. Right? Our Charanamrut is very famous. And then many members who are not devotees at all, who are just, you know, like, but they would comment, your Radharas Bihari is smiling all the time. So Radharas Bihari, Lord of Mumbai, you know, Yashomadhanabhu says, you know, he is Mumbai Ishwar, right? So he is welcoming, that's why so many people come. You know, so like, you know, they are in, like, right now, people are in great misery because of economic recession and all that. So more and more people are coming, and when they come to the Radharas Bihari temple, when they look at the lotus face of Shri Radharas Bihari, they forget all the misery. Right? Like in Srila Prabhupada quarters, there is a visitor's book. They are advised to write suggestions and their comments. Usually people come during evening Sandhya Arati, that time Dodo Mridanga, Kartal and Haribol, Haribol, so much, you know, chanting and dancing and, you know, Kartal sounds and but there you go and read, when we come to the temple, we find very peaceful. We find great peace. Why? Because Shri Shri Radharas Bihari casts their cooling glances on them and they all forget their miseries. So we should actually, caretakers of Lord Shri Shri Radharas Bihari, it is our responsibility to take care of the guests and look at the guests not angrily but with affection. And that makes a lot of difference like that. So coming to the next verse, like in Andhra there is a saying, you shouldn't ask a girl, what is your age? एंड यू शुड नॉट आस्क ए मैन व्हाट इज योर सैलरी, आपका पगार कितना है, राइट? सो यूजुअली नाउअडेज गर्ल्स दे आर नॉट सो डिस्क्रीट. यदि वी आस्क यू नो या या दैट सो एंड सो इज माय बर्थ डेट एंड दे विल शो यू देयर बर्थ सर्टिफिकेट ऑल्सो. But previously it is not like that. If they are 25, they will say I am 17. So if they say 17, then you have to add 5 years. You know, it's not like that's how it is. That's how it should be. You should not, a girl should not tell her age, right? Then you should ask a man, what is your pagar? Oh, 200-300 milta hai. They may be getting 50,000, but they will say only, you know, 200-300 rupees, right? It is described that you should not disclose your income to anybody, even to your wife, right? You should not tell your wife also. If you go and tell your wife, oh, I am getting 1 lakh rupees, you know, I will purchase 30,000 rupees study. Oh, so much money you have got. Right? So you should tell your wife, you know, that I am getting only 15,000 rupees, very with great difficulty, and you should hide the money, you know, and especially, you know, publicly, then people will become envious. You know, people will become envious and say, he has got so much money, and people will bother you. Hey, you got so much money, please give me some more some money. I have this difficulty. I have got that difficulty. But that is a Prabhupada says in one lecture or in some purport, I forgot, that Gupta, you know, all these Marwadis, some there are Guptas are there. So why they got that name? Gupta means apna dhan ko gupta rakhne wala hai Gupta. Prabhupada defined. So there nobody will know how much money he has got. And every time you go, you will cry. Swamiji, kuch hai nahi. But like Prabhupada writes in the purport that for giving good purpose, for giving charity to devotees and all that, one person, every time I would go to collect kalash, Swamiji, amare paas kuch nahi hai, bahut business, bahut last mein chal raha hai, kuch profit nahi hai, aisa vaisa. But I can see he has got a new car and, you know, new office and all that. I got irritated and I said, आप बार बार मत बोलिएगा पैसा नहीं है करके, भगवान सत्य कर देंगे. नहीं नहीं ऐसा मत बोलिए, ऐसे ले लीजिए चेक का ऐसा. नो पीपल आर वेरी, सो डिवोटीज आर मोर इंटेलिजेंट देन दिस कर्बीज. वंस कोपेश्वर प्रभु एंड माई सेल्फ, वी वर 94, 93, वी वर डूइंग, यू नो, विद्यादान कलेक्शन. वी वर कलेक्टिंग 12 गीतास 960 रुपीज, वन गीता पर मंथ, विद्यादान scheme that time it was introduced. Sponsor one Gita. We went to one person, said, why don't you, we told him, please, you know, sponsor 12 Gitas. And he said, my lucky number is 9. I will sponsor 9 Gitas. Gopesh Prabhu very immediately, he told, you sponsor 18 Gitas, 8 plus 1 becomes 9. Then immediately, no, I'll give 12 Gitas. Right? Sometimes devotees have to be very intelligent in extracting donations from these businessmen, because they are Guptas. You know, they will keep their money stored like that. In the same way, the devotees of the Lord, we should keep our bhajan very secret. Very secret. Let's say we see some Pushtimarg devotees, they hide their mala. You know, and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Ram Hare Ram. Right? When we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna on their beats, the demigods and all those people who see, they take away credit. Take away our credit. And also, we should not disclose how many rounds we are chanting to everybody. Some intimate devotees we can tell them. You know, what bhajan we are doing, we should keep our bhajan very secret. That's why it is said, bhajan rahasya. You know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a book, bhajan rahasya. You know, secret. Like, otherwise, people, other devotees or sometimes other people, they may become envious.
oh, this man is chanting 64 rounds and he is becoming more advanced than me. So let me put some obstacles on his path. You know? So somebody asks us, some devotees, some people who are not known to us so much intimately, if they ask how many rounds you are chanting, with great difficulty I am chanting 16 rounds. You should tell. You know? One round actually. Are, I see you chanting from 3:30 in the morning onwards. He still could not finish 16 rounds. Yeah, I chant 15 minutes it takes me to chant one round. Like that. We should keep our bhajan very secret. Now certain things, you know, we have to keep, you know, secret. We should not like our treasury like that. Right? Otherwise, Then we should be very conservant also in speaking. We should not disclose our heart, everybody or anybody, like our plans. You know, we should keep our plans very confidential. You know, because people will, you know, try to discourage us or pass comments. Right? Like once. Father and his son, they were going and they purchased a horse. They were taking the horse, they were riding on the horse. And one passerby commented, just see how shameless they are. You know, itna dono, itna, they are so stocky and, you know, heavy. You know, and they are, both of them are riding on a horse. You know, poor horse is suffering. So father said, you get down. You know, I will ride. Yeah. Another passerby commented, just see how shameless. You know, young boy, you know, he is walking and this old man, you know, very comfortably riding on the horse. I said, okay, I will get down, you ride the horse. You know. So, someone else passed, he was passing comment. Just see, father is very old and he is walking. And this young man, Atta Katta, he is riding on the horse. And both of them got down. And they are taking the horse. And they see, they said, just see. You know, they are so foolish. They purchased the horse, you know, by paying so much money. And they are walking. Like this, the moral of this lesson is that we should not care for everybody's opinion, but if we disclose our intentions and ideas, our plans, you know, everybody will pass comment. Everybody will pass comment. Like, you know, it is, you know, free advice they give, like that. So one must be very careful in not disclosing their heart to everybody, but only with intimate devotees only one should, disclose. One's heart, one's mind, like that. So here Prabhupada writes in the purport that Maharaj Putu is very diligent in keeping his treasury and all very secret. Like that, everybody should keep their treasury and all very secret, right? Our Palga tires, they are very diligent in this matter. Nobody will know. Of course, Brahmanas by nature, they can't keep. Like Prabhupada was saying, our Brahmananda is very simple, Brahmana, like. In the airport, they asked him, what is there in the suitcase? He just simply was telling. What is there? So that is the nature of a Brahmana. Brahmana, you know, he cannot keep any secrets and all that. Right? So they are very, very happy. But a king, you know, should not, you know, Brahmana is content and you know, he will disclose whatever income is there. But the king should never be content. You know, he should always, you know, like it is said, a Brahmana when discontent, he is destroyed. And so also a king when content, a harlot when modest, he is ruined. So also a highborn lady when immodest. When the Brahmana is content, his discontent is destroyed. But when a king is content, he is destroyed. he should acquire more and more wealth. Right? Like that, a prostitute, if she is satisfied with one man, she will be destroyed. But a highly cultured woman, if she is immodest, then she is destroyed. Like one, storage of grains, O king, is the best of all storages. For a jewel when put in mouth will not sustain life. Right? Like, we were visiting one fort. They were describing, like in Chittod, they were describing one, that fellow was, guide was describing, that how they would build a fort. This is one of the largest after Chinese wall. That wall that they built in Chittod, that is the largest, longest wall, largest. Their arrangement was that they could store all the grains and all the necessities for 9 months. So these Mughals, when they would attack, they would actually lock the doors of the fort, and they would just sustain. So these Mughals, what they used to do, they would actually they would sustain their attacks. Incessantly they would attack for many months, and they would know, they would supply all, they would cut all the supplies to the fort. And so once it so happened that 9 months they were actually cut off. For 9 months all the residents in the fort, including the king and all, they survived. So when all the food grains were finished, all the ladies they jumped into the fire. Kya bolte hain usko? All these Rajput queens. Jauhar. Jauhar. Because all these Muslims, when they would attack all these Rajput kings and all, they would rape these ladies. So in order to be escaped from them, they would put fires. And once I think some 10,000 or 15,000 ladies, Rajput ladies, they jumped into the fire to escape from. Even Rani Padmini also, she also jumped into the fire to escape from Muslims' wrath. So this one must store, food grains, especially when the times are bad, when we expect times are going to be bad, that time we should bring all the food grains and store them, so that for a few days at least we can sustain, especially in rainy season and all that, one should store the grains like that. Today is also appearance day of Shri Gadadhar Pandit. So, Panchatattva Atmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam. So, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in five features. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Krishna himself, and his expansion, Shri Nityananda Prabhu, his incarnation, Shri Advaita Acharya, and his Shakti Tattva, Gadadhar Pandit, and his devotee, Srivas Thakur, and others like that. So it is said, in Gauda Ganodesh Deepika, it is said that the incarnation of love, who previously was the queen of Vrindavan, Radha, is now the beloved Damodar, beloved Gaura, named Shri Gadadhar Pandit, beloved of Gaura, named Shri Gadadhar Pandit. Swarup Damodar himself indicated that he was Vraja's goddess of fortune, the Lakshmi, who was previously the beloved of Shyam Sundara in Vrindavan. She today has become the goddess of fortune of love for Gaura and is known as Shri Gadadhar Pandit. Lalita, who is also known as Anuradha, is Radha's closest friend and confidant. She also entered into Gadadhar, as was shown in the play Chaitanya Chandrodaya. So Shri Gadadhar Pandit is also known as Gaura Gadadhar, like in Navadvip and all, they worship Gaura Gadadhar, Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gadadaira Pranadhana. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as life and soul of Shri Gadadhar Pandit. Shri Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he writes, the life of Gadadhara as follows. Shri Gadadhar Pandit Goswami is the chief amongst the most intimate devotees of Shri Chaitanya. He He is the fountainhead of the entire Shakti Tattva and is thus present equally in Mahaprabhu's Leelas in Navadvip and in the Neelachal. His childhood home was in Navadvip. Later when he took sannyas, he went to live in Jagannath Puri in a garden or tota by the seashore. Pure devotees who wish to enter into the Madhura Rasa of worship to Radha and Govinda take shelter of Gadadhar Pandit and are known as Gauranga Mahaprabhu's intimate devotees. So there are certain, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he established this Gaura Gadadhar deities in his Bhajan Kutir, I think in Navadvip or Champahati. So Gadadhar, Gaura Gadadhar deities were there and they are worshipped. So she, basically Shri Gadadhar Pandit is Srimati Radharani herself. So Gadadhar Pandit was born in the village of Bileti Gram in the Chittagong district of modern Bangladesh in a family of Varendra Brahmins in 1486 AD on the dark moon day of the month of Vaishakh. His father was Madhav Mishra and his mother Ratnavati Devi. He also had a younger brother named Baninath. He belongs to the Kashyapa Gotra. He lived in the village of Bileti until he was 12 and then moved with his family to Navadvip. So Shri Gadadhar Pandit Goswami was a brahmachari throughout his life. And Ishwar Puri, seeing his renunciation, he instructed him the book written by him, Krishna Leela Amrita. Krishna Leela Amrita. So when Mahaprabhu was performing pastimes as a scholar, Nimai Pandit, he would catch hold of all these devotees also sometimes, Mukunda and all that, and he would get into arguments with them. Once Sri Chaitanya Nimai Pandit, he caught hold of Gadadhar Pandit and he said, explain what is liberation, what is mukti. So Gadadhar Pandit explained, Atyantika Dukkha Nivritti. Liberation means getting rid of all miseries of material life, like that. So Sri Nimai Pandit immediately refuted his arguments and established, you know, something higher principle as liberation. Then all the devotees, they were so astonished. They said, oh, this scholar, this Nimai Pandit, if he becomes a devotee, pure devotee of Krishna, how much the world will get benefit? And they were praying, they used to pray like that. So Gadadhar Pandit by nature is very mild and very humble and meek, like Rukmini Devi in Krishna's Leela. And then after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to Gaya and then he came back after getting initiated by Ishwar Puri, he was completely in ecstasy. And then he said, all the devotees he called, you know, come and meet in Shukramura Brahmachari's house. You know? So when Gadadhar Pandit, he went, so he was just, you know, in the background like that. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started exhibiting, you know, his wonderful ecstatic pastimes of Krishna Prema, you know, he was chanting, you know, incessantly, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then he would embrace all the devotees and he would simply cry. When Gadadhar Pandit, he saw the ecstatic manifestation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then immediately he also became so attracted and then he became enchanted by the holy names of Krishna. Then he also started chanting, Haribol, Haribol, and he started crying and all astasattvic bhavas he manifested and then he fainted. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lifted Gadadhar Pandit and embraced him. Like that. So then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would exhibit these pastimes of Krishna Prema and he would go into delirium and all that. There is only one person who could control him, that was Gadadhar Pandit. Once, you know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting in his home, he was crying, where is my Krishna? Where is my Krishna? You know, Gadadhar Pandit said, why are you crying? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Shyam Sundar, Krishna, is it right in your heart? Right there in your heart. And immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started, you know, piercing his heart. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And Mother Sachi and all other devotees, they became bewildered and very disturbed. Said, oh my God, he is piercing his heart, you know, tearing away his heart. So Gadadhar Pandit, he caught hold of the hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and pacified him. Please be patient, Krishna will come. Please be patient, Krishna will come. And Madhur Sachi, then as soon as Gadadhar Pandit pacified him, immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became calm and quiet. So immediately, then Mother Sachi requested Gadadhar Pandit, please, you know, be my the side of my Nimai all the time. If he does any of these things, you are the only person who can actually pacify him. And he is the only person who could pacify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was in this ecstatic pastime. So one day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was actually crying, Pundarika, my father! Pundarika, my father! So indicating that, you know, how great Pundarik Vidyanadi devotee. And Mukunda Datta, he took Mukunda Datta, he was a very former resident of Chittagong and knew Pundarik Vidyanadi, who was formerly Radharani's father, Vrishabhanu. So Pandit goes, Radharani, then he wanted to introduce him to a very advanced Vaishnava and took him to Pundarika's house. So that time Pundarik Vidyanadi, he was actually sitting on a very elevated seat, you know, made with cushions and all, white bed sheets, and he was smoking hookah, and he is being, you know, regaled by dancers and all that, you know, very nice scent and very nice cloth he was wearing, and very nice perfume is coming, fragrance is coming from his body, you know, it's just in a symptom of a sense enjoyer. Right? So Gadadhar Pandit, he saw, he was right from his childhood, he was a brahmachari and he is very renounced in his heart and he has no taste for all these material pleasures and all. So when he saw Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he was exhibiting all these things and he said, what kind of a Vaishnava? Right? What kind of a Vaishnava? Right? He said, then he was, you know, thinking mentally he was committing offense. Right? Mentally committing offense. Then Mukunda Datta understood the mind of Sri Gadadhar Pandit and he started reciting one verse. Aho bakiyam stanakala kutam jikam shayapyat apyasadvi lebe gatim datri uchitam tatonyam kamba dayalum sharanam prapadye. When he recited this verse, immediately he left all the hookah, hookah and all. He immediately fell down from his high seat and fell unconscious, and when he came back to consciousness, he was rolling on the bed. Oh Krishna, oh Krishna. You know, he started exhibiting all of that. Of course, we should not do all that. Like, first we should become free from material contamination, then we can think of all this manifesting, all these ecstatic, you know, manifestations. So once somebody wrote to Prabhupada, in America one lady, she was coming and she would come and chant, when people would chant Hare Krishna, she would faint and she would roll on the ground and all. The devotees did not know how to respond. So somebody, they asked Prabhupada for advice. And like in Vrindavan also it happened. One person was doing like that. Sometimes some ladies, they do like that here also. And then they asked Prabhupada, if somebody does like this, how should we react? Prabhupada said, kick him very hard with your foot. Kick him very hard. If he's really Krishna Prema, then nothing will happen to him. If he's not Krishna Prema, he is faking the emotions, he will run away. Right? So we should not artificially... So Gadadhar Pandit, then in order to become free from offense, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him to take initiation from Pundarik Vidyanadi. So thus he became a disciple of Pundarik Vidyanadi. So later on, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he shifted to, then in Navadvip and Jagannath Puri, he was constantly by the side of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, constantly. He was a constant associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, always stayed by his side. So when Mahaprabhu shifted to Jagannath Puri, Gadadhar Pandit also, he shifted, and then he was he was given this seva of Tota Gopinath. You all must have gone Tota Gopinath, very beautiful deity of Gopinath. So because Yameshwar Tota was there, and in that the deity was manifest. So that seva of that Gopinath DT was given to Gadadhar Pandit, and every day he was to worship, he was worshipping Gopinath. So in his old age, when Gadadhar Pandit became very old, so he was unable to, like, you know, usually even my feet also became affected, because for almost 13-14 years, every day, you know, we would stand on my knees, you know, and worship, dress the deities. So by constant that, you know, wear and tear, you know, so sometimes I had to take leave. So like that, Gadadhar Pandit, when he became old, he was unable to stand or lie on his knees and worship, you know, dress the deities. So he was thinking, how will I dress the deities? I am unable to. He became old. So next day when he went to dress the deities, what happened? Gopinath sat down. So there is the only deity where Krishna sits. Gopinath, very beautiful pastimes like that. So Gopinath, so he was Tota Gopinath, and then he also took Kshetra Sanyas. Kshetra Sanyas means one takes a vow not to leave the dham, either in Jagannath Puri or Mathura, Vrindavan or Mayapur. There are some devotees, right? They would never cross the border of Vrindavan. They would never cross the border of Vrindavan. They are called Kshetra Sanyasis, right? They are like, some people they would never leave, right? In Bombay also we can take Kshetra Sanyas, being a dedicated devotee of Sri Sri Radharas Vihari, right? Like when Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, where it was suggested to him that when it was found out that he is going to leave his body and he was sure cancer was in advanced stage, they have advised him to go to Vrindavan and leave the body. So he said, why, you know, this Gita Nagari was personally established by Sri Prabhupada, you know, Prabhupada Dutt, Guru Dutt Desh, you know, so all these places also are Vrindavan only, right? So he wanted to show that, you know, there was, if it is not possible, one need not lament of, you know, for going to Vrindavan, for not going able to go to Vrindavan when during the death stage and all. Any temple of ISKCON is like another Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri or Mayapur. So like that, Sri Gadadhar Pandit, he took Kshetra Sanyas. Kshetra Sanyas, he would never leave Jagannath Puri. So one day when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to Vrindavan, he wanted to go to Vrindavan, Gadadhar Pandit also accompanied him. So then Mahaprabhu, when he reached Chattapola River or something, he took bath and then he called Gadadhar Pandit. Said, hey Gadadhar, why are you coming with me? He said, you have taken Kshetra Sanyas? Gadadhar Pandit said, my dear Lord, wherever you are, that is Jagannath Puri for me. You know? Then he said, you have actually you have service to Sri Gopinath? You know? Why are you leaving Gopinath and going to Dham, Seva? Prabhupada writes in the purport, if somebody leaves the service of Sri Sri Radharas Vihari and goes to Dham, he says that is sense gratification. It's an offense. Suppose if somebody, devotee wants to go to Vrindavan or Mayapur and authority says don't go, you know, Radharas Vihari Saiva will be affected. If he still goes, Prabhupada writes, that is an offense, Seva Aparad. He is not going to Vrindavan Dham. He is actually doing sense gratification. That is why it's very important to remain under some authority and follow, you know, instructions. Although if you are on our own, then our mind will dictate. You know, like that. Right? Once I told one devotee, Pujari, please don't go. There is a severe shortage of, you know, pujaris. So if you go, then, you know, deity service will be affected. I requested him so much. I took him to Brajari Prabhu and he did not listen. He went there and second day his leg was broken. He could not do parikrama. He had to come back. So when he came back, he said, please forgive me, Prabhu. I committed offense. If I had listened to you, my leg would not have broken. So such things also happen like that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Gadadhar Pandit, hey Gadadhar, you have given up your service to Gopinath? Seeing your lotus face is worth millions of services to Gopinath. I will come, he said. Mahaprabhu said, when you abandon your duties to Gopinath, you will be at fault. Gadadhar Pandit said, you don't worry, I will take it on my head, whatever offense. Anyway, I don't want to come with you. I will come to see Mother Sachi. I will travel, I will not travel with you. I will just go to, Navadvip to see Mother Sachi. Right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and he said, okay. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when they reached Katak, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called him and said, see, if you accompany me and go to Navadvip, you will be very happy. You will be very happy. You know, that means it will be your sense gratification. But if you come, I will be unhappy. So you want my happiness or your happiness? So Gadadhar Pandit said, now don't say anything more. If you want my happiness, just stay back. So when he heard this, Gadadhar Pandit, fainted in great separation and he started crying. So Mahaprabhu instructed Sarvam Bhattacharya, please take care of him. Please take care of him. There is one more interesting pastime that once in Jagannath Puri, Sri Vallabhacharya, he came to Jagannath Puri. So he was glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Krishna Shakti Vina Nahitare Pravartana. Without the mercy of Sri Krishna, nobody can spread the glories of Krishna. So you must be incarnation of Krishna. So he was glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, I am a Mayavadi sannyasi. I don't know anything about devotional service. So see, look at Sri Nityananda Prabhu. He is actually expansion of Lord Balaram himself. He is spreading the glories of Sri Krishna. Look at Advaita Acharya. He is a very great personality. He only is responsible for bringing Krishna in this world. Look at Ramananda Rai. He only taught me the secrets of devotional service, how to perform devotional service in the footsteps of Rajavasis. Look at Sarvam Bhattacharya. He is a spiritual master for the whole world. Expert in all Nyaya and all that, six philosophies. Look at Swarup Damodar Goswami, Acharya Ratna, Shankara, all this, I am nobody, like that. So Mahaprabhu is indicating that how important it is to take shelter of devotees. Like Prabhupada writes in the purport, it is very important to take shelter of devotees. Bhagavata Padegiya Bhagavatera Sthana. Prabhupada writes that one must not be very puffed up and think that, I can worship Krishna directly without the help of Chadiya Vaishnava Seva. By giving up the shelter of Vaishnavas, if somebody thinks, I can do service, they are actually fooling themselves, Prabhupada writes in the purport. He's saying that, so he is actually indicating that be humble in front of all the Vaishnavas. I am nobody. So Vallabh Bhatta, he said, where can I meet them? Then he called all of them for prasad. Then seeing the effulgence of Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu and all the great Vaishnavas, Vallabh Bhatta became amazed. Oh my God, astonished seeing the great effulgence of all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Gadadhar Pandit, Vallabh Bhatta is a little bit proud. He is thinking that, I want to explain the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. I wrote a commentary. So Mahaprabhu said, I know only one meaning of Sri Krishna's name. He is the Shyamasundara and the son of Yashoda. So Mahaprabhu declined to listen because Mahaprabhu understood that, he is a little bit affected by false pride. Being rejected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to Gadadhar Pandit, who is very simple hearted, and he took shelter of Gadadhar Pandit. Then he said, I will make you, please listen to my commentary. So Gadadhar Pandit, being a very simple man, he could not say no to this Vallabh Bhatta. So he started hearing. And then he was praying to the Lord, oh my Lord Chaitanya, you are in my heart, under what circumstances I am listening to this commentary like that. So one day, Sri Vallabh Bhatta, he went and, in the assembly, he went and told, asked Advaita Acharya, a living entity is like Prakriti, wife of Krishna. Why are, a wife should not take the name of Krishna. So why are you chanting Krishna's name all the time? Advaita Acharya said, go to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and ask. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, that, see, you understand the marma of dharma. A A chaste woman, she always should follow the orders of a husband. So Krishna is our husband, and Krishna's order is always chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. That way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated Vallabhbhatta, and Vallabhbhatta became a mouse and went. So later on, once he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, I have written a commentary which is better than Sridhar Swami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, one who rejects Swami, she is a Vesha, and a prostitute. A woman, if she rejects her husband, she is a prostitute. You know? So when he said, everybody, all the devotees are very happy. Then when Vallabhbhatta went back, and then he was thinking, you know, when I met him in Allahabad, he was so kind and merciful, but this time he was insulting me so much. But actually I think Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to, I became very proud, he is trying to rectify me. Then when he came to his senses, then he went to the Lord Chaitanya and he fell at his lotus feet and begged forgiveness. Oh my dear Lord, you are the Supreme Lord himself, and you actually are so merciful and you tried to correct me. No, please give me shelter at your lotus feet. Then later on, he sent Swarup Damodar Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Swarup Damodar Goswami, and he asked Gadadhar Pandit, please call Gadadhar Pandit, I want to see him. Because for many days, Gadadhar Pandit did not come to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was little indifferent, because he was associating with Vallabhbhatta. Swarup Damodar Goswami asked, hey, why did you not protest when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was neglecting you? Actually, it is described, Jagadananda Pandit, he is like Satyabhama. He pleases Krishna like Satyabhama by fighting with him, quarreling with him all the time. But Gadadhar Pandit, his love is also very deep. He is like Rukmini Devi. When Krishna, he neglected Rukmini Devi and saying that, you know, why didn't you marry someone else? You know, Rukmini Devi thought it's, you know, true, and then she fell down from her bed, you know, like unconscious. So like that, Gadadhar Pandit said, no, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord himself. He can do whatever he wants. You know, I am nobody. How can I talk to him as if he is equal to me? Like that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit came and fell at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and started crying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Gadadhar Pandit. Hey Gadadhar, I wanted to tease you. I wanted that, you know, you should fight with me angrily. But you are very meek and humble, you know. You are very special to me. Yeah. Nobody can understand your love for me. So like that, Gadadhar Pandit, Gadadhara Pranadana. You know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is life and soul of Sri Gadadhar Pandit. Say that. So later on, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Gadadhar Pandit, he was feeling so much separation. After 11 months, after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, he also left this world in intense separation from Sri Gadadhar Pandit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Gadadhar Pandit ki, Sri Gandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So let us pray to Gadadhar Pandit, the Acharyas, the Lord. They are very merciful on their appearance day and disappearance day. So let us pray to them, pray to Sri Gadadhar Pandit, that just like Sri Gadadhar Pandit appeared to teach how to love Krishna, like that he may also teach us, he may also give us mercy to love Krishna. Hare Krishna.